Hi, good morning, good noon, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's your Olinda here again, bringing you the new episode of Opera Weird. Well, this isn't necessarily an official episode, but whatever, just some random revision and add-ons for my old Romeo and Juliet episode. I think this will be like really, really short. I didn't went to any opera this week. I was listening to a blog. Honestly, as an opera podcaster, I should listen to the other blog, Often Blog, instead of to solid my opera knowledge, but Buck is really good. And my friend who plays piano is like, if you don't listen to a blog, your whole life is like messed up. Well, I have a lot of stuff to write these 2 weeks. I'm currently working on a random article reviewing some Beethoven's string quartet works. If that get passed, I'll post the link somewhere. And next week will probably be about the exterminating angle by the Paris Opera. A thing I want to mention here is I didn't physically went to Paris myself, but rather sitting in front of my laptop with the tab of Medici TV on. So please, if you disagree with anything I said, please just send me an email or DM me in any social media. I promise I'll get back to you quick. With the same mindset, when I received this email about my episode on Romeo and Juliet, I went to watch it again. So it is basically just an email saying I was being a little bit unfair to the singers, and they think that the singers did better. And the thing that was happening is, I do agree with everything being said. I still stand with my point that the staging is terribly uncreative, boring, and money-saving for the Met. The word terribly sounds a little bit too much, but I'm just really disappointed that they use one piece of white blanket and the castle tower for the whole opera. I do see much differences between my first and second attempt. A thing about going to the premiere of a certain theater-based live performance is that on the good side, performers do want to leave a great impression, so they would try extra hard. But on the other hand, one thing might happen is like some accidents. Now, I believe I can say something more fair besides of the accident on the premiere day with my two attempts. One of the things being, I need to mention the name Benjamin Bronham, who played Romeo. He's a lyric tenor, and with his bright and full sound, strong but not that heavy. He actually had a history playing the role Romeo from season 2015 to 2016 in Dutch National Opera. And he also planned to do that in the 2021 season at the Met Opera, but due to COVID, everything was cancelled and postponed till now, which is 2024. I found a recording of the 15 to 16 Dutch National Opera version. Just compared to his performance right now, you can see he really improved a lot, even based on his original solid technique. I'm going to play a recording of Benjamin Bronham singing A Louis Toi Sole Arise, O Sun, from the opera Romeo and Juliet at the Met Opera just a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
All I can say is that's really impressive. He has an elegant voice. Oh, and also, he's French. A French singing a French opera, it gets really right. As I said in my old episode about Romeo and Juliet, Nadine Sierra is a great, great, great singer. I'd also want to address that there's a girlishness in her voice, is very lively and carries an aura of soulfulness. After seeing La Rodin, I came to this realization that acting is very important. It is a part of the opera. And what's really good about those two main singers, Sierra and Burnham, is that they are not trying to act, but the love naturally flows between them, which makes this tearful ending even more tragical. I still don't want to change my perspective and my points on the background and Yannick's conducting along with the Met Orchestra, but however, overall, if it is not caused by my delay, I would really recommend everyone to go see it. It is a great, great, great opera with great singers. And please support Sierra and Burnham along with the other singers. And see you in my next episode. Yay! Oh my god, I'm growing a headache trying to figure out what can I write for the exterminating angel because it is a contemporary opera, and well, that's really interesting. I'll figure it out. See you next week. Bye.